Today is the vigil, which is a feast also, of the Ascension, which we celebrate tomorrow. And again, as I've said before, it is one of the happiest days, and yet one of the saddest days of the liturgical calendar. Because our Lord ascends. Of course, the readings speak about, O Lord, glorify thy Son. Thou hast glorified him already. He has come and has brought salvation. He has brought the message of the fact that there is one God, God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, whom now he will send. And of course, Friday, we begin the solemn novena to the Holy Spirit, which has been going on in the church, in most places anyway, since the time of Christ, the time of Pentecost. And so it is a beautiful and wonderful day, but it is also a sad day when we no longer will see him. And of course, this is represented in the liturgy tomorrow when, after the Gospel, I will extinguish the Paschal candle, and then after Mass it will be removed to the baptistry, where it shall be lit only on the occasions of baptisms. But he will no longer be on the altar that manifests the fact that he's taken up from us and we can no longer see him. And of course we should look to the Blessed Mother for the example. I'm sure it was not easy for her to say goodbye, because she would no longer see him on this earth. She would have to wait till her death and her assumption, whatever many more years she had at that time. According to Franciscan tradition, 72 years, and thus a Franciscan crown or rosary is 72 Hail Marys. But she would not be able to see him as she was from the time of his birth to now. And of course, we never see him except in the Blessed Sacrament, where if we look with eyes of faith and love, we can see him. So we need to take the example from her. From that day on, she received Holy Communion from St. Peter, from St. John the Evangelist, and perhaps one of the other apostles. And of course, there's many beautiful paintings and so forth of her receiving Holy Communion. Always on her knees and in the mouth. Never the Protestant heretic communion that is being given around today. And of course, as a result, we are very happy that His Holiness Pope Leo XIV has chosen the other day to give communion by intinction, which necessitates communion on the tongue, in case anybody got any smart ideas. And so that is where we need to get the example from the Blessed Mother, who is with us until the end of time, and Christ will then come again. In the meantime, the Holy Spirit will come upon us and will enlighten us in all the things that need to be. So Friday we begin the novena to the Holy Ghost, to the Holy Spirit, and tomorrow we bid our Lord adieu until we meet again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Of course, also today, in case you noticed, is the feast of St. Augustine of Canterbury, whom Pope St. Gregory the Great sent to England to evangelize the pagan Anglophiles and converted many of them.